Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it real with the Rileys, and I'm Rhonda Riley. We're doing another late night shout out, but let's get into a quick word of prayer. Father God, we come before you just to say thank you for your love. Say thank you that you gave us a remedy, God. Well, we love you. So we ask that you bless each and every person listening. Bless them, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, it has been a blessed day. It's been long, but it's been blessed. You know, and sitting here thinking about God's remedy for our life, our series, and this is part three. God has given us such amazing remedy. Everything we need. It's right there with the instructions to it in the Bible. There's nothing that God left unsaid, undone, as far as a remedy for our life. No matter what situation you find yourself in, God has a remedy for you. What an awesome Father we have. Because he thought it through. He thought about everything that we would need. We're trying to figure things out. And God has already, he already had the end result. But the reason we don't receive it is because we don't go to him and ask. He said we have not because we ask not. We serve a mighty God. God is great, holy and majestic. Awesome. Awesome Father. You know, I wouldn't want to serve anyone else, anything else. Been there. Serving and hanging, I guess I would say, in the devil's den. Because doing what I was doing, hanging the way I was hanging, I definitely wasn't hanging with God. I wasn't hanging with Jesus. I was in the world trying to be footloose and fancy free. Didn't know I was on my way to hell. Didn't know that I was trying to get my life, get my name blotted out
that book of life, then know, then understand. But I understand now that just as it says in Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And he is. I am here to tell you, he is. You know, whatever it is that you can think of that you'd have gone through, God got it. He got you. He done already he done put something together to help you along your way. All we have to do is follow the instructions. And you say, what is the instructions? The Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. And that's all it is. And everything comes with some type of instruction manual. Everything. So why would you think that life wouldn't come with an instruction manual? It does, and it's called the Bible. But there's times I understand when we feel abandoned, there's times when you just feel so alone. And when you feel like that, you feel like you're in a world by yourself. But God wants you to know that you are not alone. You are not abandoned. But you gotta ask. You gotta come to him and ask him. Ask him for his help. Because he would not force himself on you. He just won't do it. He won't do it at all. You know, everything that we need, God has. What do you want from God? Is it a more personal relationship? Is it more anointing? Is it more love? Whatever it is, God is there to help you along the way. You don't have to feel alone and abandoned. You are a child of the King. You are a Christian. So you have no reason feel alone and abandoned if you're giving it over to Jesus, because Jesus said, God said, cast all your cares upon him. That's why Jesus came, that he, being sinless, came so that he could take our sin. He was beat and bruised and scourged for our iniquities. He has given himself as a ransom for us. He purchased us with his blood. We can't serve a better God that will come and lay down a life because they love you so much, because he wants you to be reconciled back to the Father. That is an awesome, awesome. That's love. That's love. That's such an awesome sacrifice. He became the sacrificial lamb that we may live. So don't quit. You are not alone. You are not abandoned. Just cry out to the Father. Trust him. Trust him. You can't go wrong in trusting God. Because everything we need, he has. It seems like the world is a little crazy right now with this election. God has a remedy for that. He says we are to respect our leaders. That would mean we have to like them. But as a Christian, we know that everything that happens, it happens for a reason. I don't know the reason behind this election the way it came out. I don't know what the end result is going to be, but God knows. And that's all that's important. God knows. It's our job to pray. We pray for our leaders. If we pray and do our job as Christians, not half-hearted, but whole-hearted, don't pray for leadership half-heartedly. You know, we talk about them, how bad they is, how they get on our nerve. Then it's that, I guess I might well go ahead and pray for him. God might not be listening to that. Because you need to repent of all that mess and malice that you have in your heart. Because you done got mad and upset got to repent. You just said some things like they crazy or, you know, called out names, and you got to repent. And you got to mean it from your heart. Elections is ugly. I've never understood the things that, the way they do the things, because, you know, it's like they fight dirty. And then after they get through taunting and talking about each other, then they have to turn around and end up working with each other. And I can imagine, you know, it's hard because of the fact that you know this person don't like you and you don't like this person. It's going to be like that until Jesus returns. It's our job, beloved, to get on the wall and pray. We are to intercede for our leaders, for our country, for our pastors, especially right now. Pray for the people, for the mindsets of the people, for deliverance. I was watching a little bit of the news on YouTube, and it hurted my heart to see the children acting out on what they've been hearing on TV and on social media. But it's real. So all we can do is pray. Pray for the children that is showing so much racism. Pray for the parents. Pray for the school. Pray for the teachers. Don't let one person dictate your life. Trust God and allow the Holy Spirit to dictate your life. Not man. Not what you see in front of you. Be led of God. Because when we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we'll see the things happening. But it won't affect our minds the way it affects the minds now. Because people are really upset. So we got to pray for our country to come together and know that God is so good. Know that there is nothing, no weapon formed against you can prosper when you are, when your hand is in the master's hand. Sometimes it seems so unreal. So when you see a parade of racism, send it on social media is one thing, but seeing it live and in person is a completely different thing. And you never know how close you are to it. I was talking to my sister, and I sent my sisters and my brothers a picture of a news article. And my sister-in-law, she texted me back and said, "Wow, y'all might need to move." And I texted, "I'm not moving." Because what the people don't realize is that racism is going on all the time. Y'all just have not had to face it head on. And now we're having to face it head on. We're facing prejudice head on. But to be up at 6:30 in the morning, leaving to go to the airport, 6:30 in the morning, and you got a parade of 10 plus vehicles, and they are dressed in their attire is the enemy trying to strike fear in you. But when you know who you are in God and allow the Holy Spirit to take over, you can avoid what could have been a tragic situation. So I send a shout out to Prophetess Abigail, because she was in that situation last Friday morning. And she said she got fearful for just a moment, but God took over. She gave it to God, and God took over. And she was able just to drive on through without any incident, because she was out of state trying to get home to her family. And I am purposely telling you of this incident because the Ku Klux Klan is out there. And they are recruiting. She was in the midst of that. And shout out for her being a Christian and knowing who her Heavenly Father is and knowing how to listen to her Heavenly Father and move and follow His direction. Because if she wasn't connected in the Spirit, the situation could have been totally different. And of course, we must say Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you for being able to call on the blood. That's why prayer is important. That's why you need to have a prayer life. You need to have a relationship with Jesus. That's why it is so important. So important. But God is good. He is a keeper. He is a deliverer. And if you don't know him for yourself, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, it is not too late. It is never too late to call out to Jesus. Never too late to let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I repent right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth, that is, that Jesus is my Savior. And I believe he rose again on the third day and is seated on the right hand of you, Father. I accept you now as Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. Welcome to the family. And I can promise you that the angels in heaven is rejoicing. I am rejoicing. Because whenever one comes to Jesus, it's a joy, it's a delight. Find you a good church home if you don't have one already. Forsake not. Forsake not fellowshipping with other Christians. Be led by the Spirit to you of the church home if you don't have one already. If you don't have a car, find a church in your neighborhood, or as we would call it, cop a ride or bum a ride, ask for a ride, but get you a ride. Because I know it's somebody that you know that's going to church, whether it be friend, sister, brother, mama, daddy, cousin. Invite yourself to their church. Don't wait for that invitation from them. Tell them you want to go to church. But I'm going to sign off and let you know that I love you. So until tomorrow, I love you. So until tomorrow, I want you to be blessed. I speak bountiful blessings over you. Melanie, whoever you are, God wants you to know that he loves you. Stop worrying. You said just go give it to him. Give it to him and let it go. Until next time, stay blessed.